Smith. Welcome to Look and See Mobile. Usually my commentary is about a photograph of the day I've taken and put on my website, but today I thought I'd give mobile blogging a bit of a go. I'm driving home from work. I live about 27 kilometres, about 16 miles from my place of work. And having finished work for the day, gone to buy some milk, having negotiated my way out of the city streets, I'm in rural Australia, sitting on 100 kilometres an hour in my Toyota Hilux dual cab. It's a diesel vehicle, so the road noise or the surrounding noise might be a bit high. Currently 7:26 p.m. It's pitch dark. Sunset about an hour and a half ago, hour and 40 minutes ago. It's another 8 weeks until daylight savings begins, so it's going to be a slow process until I have daylight to drive home by. Either that or I leave work earlier, but my 5 to 7 p.m. slot is that time I reserve to do what I want to do rather than what other people want me to do. Just had a close shave with a wallaby, or perhaps it had a close shave with me. There was a wallaby at the side of the road which decided not to jump out in front of me, but it wisely decided to turn around and go back the other way. One of the hazards of driving in the dark in rural Australia, trying to avoid such animals. I haven't hit one for a long, long time, 10, 15 years. You develop a sense of what they're about. I usually drive in the middle of the road, so I've got more vision of what's left and right ahead of me in the driving lights. I'm heading east out of Armidale. Armidale is roughly halfway between Sydney and Brisbane on the east side of Australia, and 1,000 metres above sea level, about 3,300 feet. It's that time of year when the weather can't quite decide what it's going to do, whether to be spring or drop back into winter. It was about -1 overnight last night, roughly. I haven't looked at the weather chart, but that's what the thermometer on the veranda at home said. It might have been a couple of degrees cooler in town or further away from the house in the open. About halfway home now, just about to pass the Gera River. And of course it's dark, so I won't be able to see what the flow of the river is doing. We've had a small amount of rain of late. It wasn't especially heavy, so the rain might have soaked into the ground rather than run off and thus run off into the river to give it a bit of a flush. Goodness me, another vehicle. Sometimes I can drive home and see just one or two vehicles. I suppose that might be tonight. That's the first one I've seen for a while. Well, the purpose of this blog really is just to test the quality, see how my voice comes over the road noise, the inside the cabin noise, see if it's still intelligible. Using a compact camera to record this on, a Nikon Coolpix 3700. Great little camera, by the way, for its size. 3.2 megapixels. And I selected this one to be able to slip it into a pocket and have it with me everywhere. This is a camera I take on my morning walks with the dogs, and have managed to get a few decent shots out of it, mostly when there's some atmospheric activity like mist or low clouds with the sun rays streaming through it. A bit more interesting than just the common garden woodlands of every day. If you want to check out my photo blog, it's LAS, where LAS stands for Look and See, las.u-england.net.au. And to email me, gordon@las.new-england.net.au. Okay, there you have it. A spurious audio blog from Look and See. Catch you later.